Good morning and greetings in the name of our dear Lord and Savior. This is Dennis coming on again with your daily inspirations. We were working our way through the book of Acts here, first part at least. So I'm excited this morning to see what the Lord has for us here. Heavenly Father, we do ask you, Lord, we come to you this morning and asking that you would reveal your word. Father, that you would give us insight of your word, that you would give us understanding, that your spirit would be with us this morning. As people listen, and as I speak, as I try to relate your word, and Father, I just ask that I would not misinterpret your word. But I ask, Lord, for directions and guidance, and I ask, Father, that your spirit would be in the midst of this morning. And I pray for every soul that listens in, that they would come to know you in a deeper way. Father, that we would all come to know you in a deeper way, day in and day out, that we would meditate on your word. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our dear Lord and Savior. All right, so we were going through Acts 1. I believe we came to verse 9. Verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria, and unto the othermost parts of the earth." So were you being witnesses yesterday in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, in your home congregations? And then is your focus to try to reach out? Have you got the vision that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to have? Have you been empowered by the Holy Spirit? Have you been empowered by God's word? Is God's power taking over in your life? Verse 9 it says, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." So, verse 9, it says, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, and a cloud received him out of their sight." So this is the picture of Jesus returning back to heaven after he was crucified, after he walked this earth, after he showed us the example how to live, after he taught his disciples, and now we can be taught by him as well, through his word and through what disciples wrote down for us. And here he was received back to heaven. "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood in white apparel." Now here it says, "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven," I imagine they're just standing there looking up and just marveling what he taught on earth and how this all took place. And then he went to the cross, he died on the cross, he rose up from the grave, and he stayed with them 40 days after he was resurrected, teaching. And now all of a sudden, Jesus is disappearing right in front of their eyes, going back to heaven. And it's just a marvelous thing. And it's a humbling thing. It's a touching thing to think about what he did. He gave his life. He was hanging on the cross. So they were steadfastly looking towards heaven. Are we today? Are we steadfastly looking to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His Word? Are you steadfastly looking? Verse 11 it says, "Which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Jesus is returning. This is a clear evidence that he will be returning, and we should be looking for him. Are you excited to see him, or does your heart tremble? What about me? What about my sin? What about my unforgiveness? Or if there's anything in this heart, in your heart, that you tremble, I encourage you, brothers or sisters, whoever's listening in, that you would repent and get clear from those things, that you would be delivered. That is my prayer for every one of you this morning. That there's no, before Jesus returns, that you would be clear, and that you could walk a clear life. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day journey. So they're returning back to Jerusalem. But I think we'll just leave it there and just meditate on that today. That Jesus is returning, and are you ready? Are you ready to face our dear Lord and Savior? Is your heart clean, or does your heart condemn you? And so this morning, I'm just going to leave it at that, and Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning and continue there in verse 12, 13, and we'll see how far we go. Just ask the Lord for directions. And I gave you some numbers the other two mornings. This morning, I'm just going to leave it, but I'll come back with some more numbers tomorrow morning of messages you can listen to. Saturday morning Bible study. There's many inspirations in Fountain of Life Ministry. Thanks for listening.